The song of the Rocky. High in the silver birch tree. It's Saturday the 3rd of December and it's 11:38 a.m. Just made it before noon. We went to bed last night. 9:45, I remember, because that's where I set the alarm for the morning. My assuming it was sleep alarm, and the maximum you can set it for is 12 hours, so I set it for 12 hours, so it should get us out of bed if we haven't already got out of bed by 9:45 in the morning. Well, it did go off at 9:45 and I cancelled it and immediately went back to sleep, and we slept till 10:30. My wife woke me up. Tired or what? Just everything catching up from last weekend, and even leading up to last weekend, all the efforts going into her big bingo night, and then the Christmas Street Fair, and then distributing parcels, and then getting out and delivering. Even yesterday we were out late afternoon when it was dark, delivering Christmas presents and cards around another part of the town. Just been a hectic period. That was a double hectic. And I guess it just all caught up with us last night when we went to bed. I'm truly, truly grateful. Thank the Lord more than once this morning for allowing me to get back to sleep rapido, even though I was up 3 times. When I went back to bed, you know, that lingering thought as you get back into bed, oh, will I be able to get back to sleep? Will my mind keep going? And absolutely great, because each time zonked, which meant that no matter how it looks on the sleep app, as far as I'm concerned, you know, over 12 hours sleep, just brilliant. And both of us are feeling really good when we got up. Sore for lying so long. that's a consequence, but I'm happy to live with that. Just getting such a great sleep. And I think, you know, the relief of everything being past, I mean, it sounds like it was a burden. It's not. I just mean, you know, you are hectic and you are busy, and a lot of the time you don't realise the hours you're spending, especially my wife. And so, this morning, before we got out of bed, we had a hug. Just a hug that said, oh, yes, now we can relax. So, feeling good this morning. It's calm. Our weather has been very calm recently. Very still. Even yesterday, this has been going for quite a while now, and apparently it's to last for another few days. It's like, it's not like glorious sunshine, but the skies are very, very calm. In fact, yesterday I threw some food pellets onto the pond for the koi, and I always put them at the same spot, so the koi knows where to come and get it. And when we came back, no, when we were heading out yesterday evening with the stuff, I pointed out to my wife that the pellets were in exactly the same spot on the pond. There wasn't even enough breath of air to cause them to drift as it would normally happen, drift somewhere else in the pond. They were exactly the same. Obviously, the koi hadn't ate them, but then it is winter and sometimes they go into a torpor at the bottom of the pond where the water's warmer. So, but there wasn't even enough breathy wind to move those tiny bee pellets across the surface of the water. That's how calm it is. It's incredible. So, I am feeling good this morning. I'm feeling good physically. I'm feeling good mentally. My well-being is up this morning, which is great. And we're going to have a lazy day because we're going away tomorrow for a wee jaunt in the car after we leave Reese up at the cemetery with my wife's family. I'm in shots. We're going to take a wee joint in the car. But, so it's good. I'm feeling good this morning, definitely. And I stopped meds. I went to see my doctor last week, and it was about two or three things. And then I already had this in my mind about some of the meds I was taking, and I got him to annotate. Isn't that a great word? Doctor, would you please annotate my prescriptions? Well, actually, I just said, could you write on them what for? So, once he'd done that, then we then discussed the ones that I wanted to stop taking, and would that be okay? And so we've got three. So now, in the mornings I only take two, and in the evenings I only take either three or four. That's it. Yes. And I've cleared off three medications. They've been put to the back of the cupboard. If anything happens, if one of the symptoms begins to aggravate me, I'll start taking them again, but I'm praying not, because one's just for arthritis, and my arthritis isn't really that bad. I say that, of course, I've been taking medication, so only time will tell. And the other one was for stomach upset due to the other medications that I take. Yes, that old story. Take this, this will help you, but take this with it because it will upset you. Oh my God. And I often wonder, because the medications I take are for physical aspects of my body, and you take aspirin, which might upset your stomach. So if it does upset your stomach, you have to take this other medication that calms your stomach down. Okay, so there you're taking one that you didn't need to take before. Now you're taking two. Actually, I often wonder what it's like for those people who are on medications for mental health issues. Probably more than is ever publicised or even talked about. And I often wonder, what position are they in? Because, take this for your depression, for example. By the way, this is a side effect that might cause you to, I don't know, So if that happens, then you have to take this one to, counteract that, the side effects of your main medication. And often, for your body it's one thing, but for your mind, my God, it's beggars belief what goes on there. Because if it's happening with physical aspects of our bodies, with prescriptions and drugs and medications, what the hell's going on with those people who are having to deal with mental situations, I can only thank the Lord that although I do occasionally suffer from a tiny wee bit, and I can't even say it's depression, I just feel sometimes really down, which is a form of depression, but in general I can't even class myself that, I just wonder. Anyway, so it's getting brighter as I speak, and it's fine and dry, it's going to stay dry, so it'll be a light breakfast. And then I'm going to do things like wash the car and wash my bike and potter, and then deliver some more wee presents and cards with my wife. Go out for another wee walk, which has been great all week. We've been getting out wee walks together. And just have a lazy day, to be honest with you. And enjoy the day. My God, did I enjoy that sleep last night. Oh, Lord. Won't get that tomorrow because we have to get up tomorrow morning, fairly early-ish, 7 o'clock probably. Right, I'm going to go and relax. I'm just going to relax, take it easy. And that in itself is something that's thoroughly enjoyable. If we could all just relax and chill, even for a couple of hours each day. Yes. Hmm.